Another element of states parties' engagement when they sign the World Heritage Convention is that they will do no harm to World Heritage sites anywhere in the world. What would be your assessment of the degree to which countries have respected that engagement?
I think they haven't respected that very much, but it's also very difficult for them for governments to think, how are they actually going to achieve that goal? I mean, everybody can sit around the table and say, yeah, of course, we're not going to do any harm. We're going to take positive steps with the sites we know, but we're also not going to harm anybody else's. But, you know, the people that are going to do the harm are not necessarily sitting around that same table. I'll use Canada as an example, because Canada is a country that has mining ventures everywhere in the world. I did a mission, or two missions, sequentially for UNESCO in Mongolia about two summers ago. And the primary mission was to look at the management of the Orkhon Valley cultural landscape. This is the cultural landscape where Genghis Khan comes from. But as we moved through the site and looked at the complexity of the site and the different archaeological sites, the more recent monasteries, the nomadic lifestyle in the steppes, which comprise most of the cultural landscape, eventually we went up into the hilly part of the site, into some monasteries up at the higher levels. Anyway, at the top of the mountain, and the big reason we were led up there was to see the devastation being wrought by a Canadian mining company. And those people back in Canada, you know, are not part of the heritage group. They're not part of this dialogue. They work in a completely different way. They're very elusive. And it's very difficult to say to them, by the way, Canada has a commitment. Canada has made a commitment. Do no harm. And you're Canadian and you're part of this. So from now on, please refrain. They're going to look at the person who says that as if they were out of their minds. Now, I don't know how many times I've sat in the World Heritage Committee and watched, you know, the mining discussion. It happens often with natural heritage sites, but it happens equally with large cultural heritage sites. And it always seems those discussions in the committee go around for years and years and years in circles. And it seems impossible to nail the mining company down to any kind of dialogue. Sometimes, you know, eventually you find a way to talk to them and they will back up, or they will rethink the way they're doing things and say, well, we could do it over here. We don't have to do it here. But it's a continuing very difficult problem, I think, for World Heritage.